The first level of deliverance, I wrote here, the first level of deliverance is casting out the spirit influences over your life and at the back of your challenges. I'll take it slowly. The first level of deliverance has to do with casting out the spirit. Casting out the spirit influences in your life and at the back of your challenges. May I tell you that demons do not only possess and influence men. They can possess conditions. They can possess things. A financial condition, a spirit can enter that condition and it no longer becomes an economic condition. Listen, there is a financial condition that is an economic condition, and unassisted by any demonic means, it should not threaten you beyond the laws of economics. If you obey the laws of economics, it should bring that condition back to order. But when that condition defies even your obedience, a spirit has possessed that condition. Spirits don't just possess men. They can possess things. They can possess conditions. So when we talk about casting out demons, it does not only have to be out of men. You can cast demons out of conditions. Listen, I can be exhausted, and by the simple biological system in a man, chances are excellent that when you are exhausted, based on the biological construct of your body, you may have a headache, you may have whatever it is. It's not necessarily demonic, but demons can enter that situation. At that point, Panadol will act like water. It will not do anything to that condition. That is the reason why you will see that there are many sicknesses that spirits initiated it or took advantage of the health conditions and entered it. Jesus, as we'll be learning, would often cast out the spirit influence. Then he can now deal with the issue. Are you seeing now? Very powerful. James chapter 2 and verse 26. Let me show you something. A very powerful principle. Apostle James was teaching us about faith and works. And he veered off to explain a very deep and powerful spiritual concept. He said, "For as the body without the spirit is dead." He draws from a mystery and a spiritual principle to help us understand faith and works. That means everything that is alive, both men and conditions, there must be a spirit giving it life. Do we agree? If there is favor on your life physically, Paul is saying that physical result, are we to Apostle James? He's saying that physical result is not normal. There is a spirit that is powering it to happen. If there is disfavor, he's also saying that physical condition is being powered by a spirit, because anybody that does not have a spirit is dead. You can build a body, call your business, but there has to be a spirit that gives it life. And if there is no spirit and it is empty, Satan will come and occupy that business, and the business will start acting the same way a demon possessed person acts. Are we together now? You will be surprised that a business, the same thing that happens to a human being possessed, will happen to your business. Nobody will come. It will be isolated. It will go down. It will be in decadence. A whole territory can be possessed by spirits. And you find out that even the physical structures will look like the spiritual state of that place. For as a body without the spirit is dead. Your certificate is a body. If all you keep moving around with it, you are wasting your time, because it is dead. There has to be a spirit. Now, unbelievers know this. They know this in politics. They know this in the business world. Every physical thing you have is called a body. It only has life when it comes from the spirit that empowers it. Are you learning? You only draw your life and strength from your union with a spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. We'll come there later on, but give us Amplified. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Please read with me what Amplified says. Are you ready? It's projected. One to read. In conclusion, Be strong in the Lord. He says, be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. That strength which is boundless might. Be empowered through your union with him. Your remote control, as powerful as it is, needs a battery to power it. That battery is the spirit of that remote, because that's what gives it life. Is that true? When you pour a liquid into your car, you call it PMS, premium motor spirit, and you pour that thing inside a physical car and kick it, and it starts going. And if that thing finishes, no matter what your car is, it will remain there. A body without a spirit is dead. As big as your generator is, let everything be alive. And that fuel, that diesel, gasoline, everything is gone. And you will kick it and waste your time. What makes you believe your business and your life and your family and your job and your destiny will only move as physical structures? There must be a spirit component. You actually believe Koinonia is just a physical organization? That's a mistake. Can a physical organization do this? There has to be a spirit. There are results that men cannot produce unassisted. There has to be a spirit component. May your life begin to shock you even from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, when you know this, you don't fear, because you are not alone. If you depend on all you have, you are not much. But when the spirit component comes, how many of you have seen a tiny remote that you can be playing with like this? You go and, now I'm not encouraging terrorism in Jesus' name, but those who are in the army, what they use to activate bombs, sometimes it can be a tiny substance like this. They can hold it around, but let them press that tiny thing, and something that is in the sea or somewhere can explode and literally wipe a whole nation in a matter of minutes or hours. You can be small, but let that spirit component back you. You will have results that defy explanations. Sometimes you have to stop yourself and say, what is this? May that be someone's testimony after tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you see extraordinary results, don't ask spiritually childish questions. Where did it come from? You know the answer. There has to be a spirit. You go back, and from tomorrow, you see what begins to happen to you in your business. Your shop has been running as an economic structure. Change it to a spiritual structure. Invite the Holy Spirit to be in partnership. You've been doing your work just as an intellectual. Add the spirit component and watch the wonder-working power of the spirit. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, impossible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand,
impossible,
impossible becomes possible. So let's go back to what we're dealing with. I told you that there are spirits that attach themselves to your spirit, in the case of a possession, to your soul, and to your body. And the legal access, like we have learned, is through covenants, through disobedience, and through ignorance. So the first step in deliverance is casting out devils. Do you see that casting out devils is not deliverance? Casting out devils is part of deliverance. There is a difference between deliverance and casting out devils. Casting out devils is a subset of deliverance. Just because you have casted out devils does not mean you have administered deliverance. Is someone learning? Is God giving us wisdom? We generally say, I have been delivered. And in that you are right. But theologically speaking, casting out demons or the spirit influence behind individuals, behind conditions, behind states is only one of the aspects. Let's look at a few scriptures. Mark chapter 1, the ministry of Jesus. Is God helping us? Let's rush. Mark chapter 1 from verse 22. Mark chapter 1 from verse 22. The Bible says they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority. Listen, this is the first miracle of Jesus according to the synoptic account of Mark. The Bible says, as one that had authority and not as the scribes. 23. And there was in their synagogue. Now, are you seeing this now? The man with an unclean spirit, do you think he came to church believing he had an unclean spirit? Was he acting like a man with an unclean spirit? He came as a very faithful congregant and he sat quietly. But the Bible says that man had an unclean spirit and he cried out, the spirit, not the man. Next verse. Saying, let us alone. So you know that man was heavily under the influence of spirits. Let us alone. What have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art. Can you imagine that demons know Jesus more than believers? In an instant, they knew without confusion, you are the Holy One of God. 25. This is the first recorded activity of casting out demons by Jesus. Remember, I taught you that until Jesus showed up, they had never seen casting out demons by a name. No, it had never happened for a man to use his authority and rebuke a spirit. Demons had left people. They left in worship in the case of David. And in most cases, they will stone the person who the demons possess so that if that body dies, the spirit will struggle to look for another body again. But this was the first time they saw a man with the precision of a surgeon. He can remove the spirit and leave the victim alive. They said, who is this? Where did you bring this doctrine from? We thought that when a man is demonized or possessed, that man is over. But now Jesus is saying you can preserve the man by expelling the spirit. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. I love Jesus. Verse 26. When the unclean spirit had torn him. Are you seeing some of these characteristics? That means it is not unusual. Now, please pay attention. I know that, again, when I speak like this, there is always a boundary of balance. But it is not unusual to find out that at the process of expelling spirits, they can talk through their victims or there can be manifestations. It is not unscriptural. Satan can take advantage of it, but it's a very usual occurrence. Jesus himself showed us here. Are we together? And cried with a loud voice and came out of him. 27, we are reading to 28. The Bible says they were amazed, in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. May they obey you. In the name of Jesus Christ. With authority. That you can step into a business and someone can say, listen, I hear you attend Koinonia. I know you have spiritual understanding. My whole life is crumbling. And with the wisdom of one who has been well trained, you look at the situation and you can see the signs. You know that this is beyond a sociological problem. You can detect the presence of demons. And while the person hopes that you will comfort them in their lamentation, you will tell them, my idea of comfort is not crying with you. It's bringing liberty to you. And you look at that situation, this financial situation, in the name of Jesus, the spirit that is behind it, you drive it away. And somebody will say, my contract that has not been signed. Now you know that it's not just a man stopping it. Behind it, there are spirits. And they were amazed. And they said, what is this? 28, the last verse now. And immediately, his fame. There is something about authentic biblical deliverance. It truly makes noise. Can I tell you? Casting out demons is one of the clearest expressions of the superiority of light over darkness. Now, forget about the bad experiences you may have had in the body of Christ. Just allow me to teach you doctrine. Just because you've had bad experiences somewhere, you went to one place or maybe some demonic thing somewhere, I am telling you, if authentic deliverance happens, the testimonies that follow will be too, it will be, even if you are an introvert, you will be too grateful to keep quiet. Because you see, the way demons operate, they operate like an octopus. You know how it is with plenty. It will usually not touch only one area. So there are areas in your life you would not even expect a miracle from. But when that one spirit goes, it's like wildfire. In one day, doors can open. Listen, if you are healed in your body of, say, diabetes, it will not affect your finances. Because this has to do with your body. But let one spirit that has been sitting quietly over the many areas of your life, I tell you, if that one spirit is genuinely fired out of your body and out of your situation, things will change. Most situations that people have, hear me, are powered by demons. If I ask you, write your prayer request, you can write 30 things. You will be surprised that all those 30 things is the same spirit sitting on it. So God does not answer 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. He goes to the root. That spirit. I'm showing you why casting out demons, if done biblically, can work wonders. I have seen this happen in the life of people. They came for prayer. Apostle, this is what is wrong with me. Bad dreams or whatever it is. And of course, they will usually have other problems, but in order of priority, they want to deal with the one they consider to be most important. And when they come to me, I look at their situation and I know, and I tell them, you just get ready for testimonies. And sometimes, just hours after that, do you know, let me tell you, until you are really, really, really delivered, you don't know how many things Satan is stopping. Let the deliverance fire of God, authentic fire, land upon your life, and you will see that there were many things that were supposed to have happened to you for your good. Whereas your area of focus for a miracle is just a job, whereas your area of focus is just your health, you do not know a lot of other things that are piling up in the realm of the spirit, blocked by the presence of spirits. That's why I told you, when deliverance happens, the fame, the testimonies from it. You will see people listing testimonies as if they are lying because one spirit left. You see, you come for prayer and usually you pray for yourself. But the same spirit oppressing you is the one oppressing your elder brother, the one oppressing your elder sister. So when it leaves, you are not the only one who smiles. We are here for you. Come and do what to do. We are here for you. Come and do what to do. Set our hearts for you, so you'll do what to do. We need a move. Can I tell you this? Let me tell you the truth. As uncomfortable as ministering and casting out demons are, I'm not talking of many of the imbalances I have learned in my life. When you truly love people and you want to help them, if you genuinely love people more than your reputation, get demons out of their way and watch the wonder-working power. Why should a hard-working man not be able to pay the school fees of a child? What is it about school fees? Are you that dull? I tell you, there is a demon spirit. What is it about a young man who begins to work and cannot own a house of his own? You are in a city of blessings. It's not normal. What of those who receive payments? They will tell you, I got 10 million. I got 20 million. I'm a sincere person. I love God. Where the money went to, I don't know. Let me tell you where it went to. There are spirits. Your eyes can only see so much, my dear people. Please take seriously what I'm telling you. Because this night, I assure you by the God of heaven, you came that God will bring this thing to an end now. Please sit down. Hallelujah. There are spirits that when these spirits manifest, people will always misunderstand you. Listen, when Jesus became sin, something happened to him. Jesus, who was an epitome of the love of God, was standing. Barabbas, who was a confirmed criminal, was standing. They told men, choose who should live. They chose Barabbas. When people, rejection has an explanation. Why will you choose Barabbas? Somebody who probably stole from your house. He was caught in your presence. And yet you chose. So you see what certain politicians do. Let me leave that for another day. If you are not empowered by the Spirit, you will call evil light. You will call light evil. You will walk consciously to evil. The people that chose Barabbas were not wicked people. They found themselves saying, let a curse come on us and our children. And Jesus was just watching them. That is the same way there will be a job that can lift you and bless you. There will be another one that will destroy you. You will sit down and that spirit can come upon you and you will get up and throw away a job that is full of destiny helpers. There are people who had jobs that if they listened to, it would have blessed them. But a spirit came upon them and made that job look like it's an interruption to ministry. They left the job in a bid to become preachers and they found out later they made a big mistake. May your eyes be open in this series. In the name of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 13. We want to see how spirits cause even health conditions. Verse 10. Luke 13 verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Are we still here? Next verse, please, quickly. And behold, there was a woman which had a what? Spirit of infirmity. Remember, I taught you last week that spirits are also identified. Demons, unclean spirits, they are identified by the character of what they do. A spirit of infirmity. How long? If you ever believe that time casts out demons, learn again from this story. That time will not exit a demon. It can sit on your life from when you are small, and if allowed, until the day you go to heaven or hell, whether based on what choice of salvation you make, it can remain there. 18 years. The Bible never said this woman was a backslider. She was going to church every time, and yet that spirit will follow her to church, share the grace and go back. Follow her to church, share the grace and go back. 18 years until Jesus came. You're a man of God. May you be a man of God on fire. Yeah. Let people not come and sit down under the influence of your grace and you share the grace and all this backlog of trouble go with them. There was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years. Look at this. The Bible says she was bowed together, something like this, and could not lift herself. Now, physically, will you see a spirit on her? No. Doctors are here. They would be able to give it a medical name. Do you think in that 18 years someone was not compassionate enough to try to treat her? Verse 12. The Bible says when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and he said to her, listen to what he said, woman, thou art loosed. So she was bound. If you look at somebody bending, you would just say, okay, maybe it's just cold, maybe the weather, maybe some kind of medical condition, maybe your spine and all of that. And Jesus is saying, all that explanation you are giving is correct from the physical realm, but from the realm of the spirit, I wonder what they use to tie her. It can be a rope that for 18 years nothing has happened to it. Verse 13, and he laid his hands. Are you seeing now? The Bible says he loosed her from the influence of that spirit. Then he now laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Read on. Look at what happened. He's giving an explanation here. It's the explanation I'm interested in. The ruler of the synagogues answered with indignation. Now you know why they were angry. Were they angry on their own? With what I've taught you now? Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Look at a silly reason for anger, that he healed on Sunday. On, well, Sabbath then was Saturday. And said unto the people, there are 6 days which men ought to walk. In them, therefore, come and be healed. And not on the Sabbath day. That was the anger of the people. You can see that if you look at people, you can have compassion, because you see how foolish their ideas are. You know they are empowered by demon spirits. How do you get angry for a woman who has been healed for 18 years? The first thing to do is congratulate her at least, and yet they were angry. That anger is not normal. Humans will rejoice with a woman that way, but humans empowered by demons will behave like demons. That you have received a testimony after 18 years and people